Coming up next, Chris Jarrett with a special programme looking back at an extraordinary performance of Verdi's Requiem at Terezin concentration camp.
Late 1943, the cold barracks of the Terezin ghetto stand against an autumn sky. Although deportations to the camp had come to a standstill earlier in the year, the overcrowded conditions, disease and hunger still remained, as did the ever-present threat of the gas chambers. But on this occasion, the usual sounds carried through Terezin's bleak corridors were interrupted by very different strains. One Raphael Schachter, using just a legless piano and with one single copy of the score, gathered over 150 fellow prisoners in a basement beneath the camp to rehearse a performance of Giuseppe Verdi's Requiem. On Sunday, 63 years on, the camp was once again the venue for Verdi's masterpiece, performed by musicians from the Benjamin T. Rome School of Music, in remembrance of those who lived their last days in the grounds of Terezin. As part of the Prague Spring Music Festival, the performance incorporated dramatic on-stage reenactments and interviews with Terezin survivors, along with Verdi's moving score, to bring to life once again Schachter's great musical achievement. Murray Seedlin, the Dean of Music at the Catholic University of America, is the man responsible for Sunday's event.
For more than 3 years, Rafi Schachter inspired the Terezin population until his deportation to Auschwitz on October 16, 1944. From which he did not return. And now we honor his blessed memory by bringing back to Terezin his beloved Verdi score. For him, his many singers, and their prisoner audiences, this music was simply affirmation of their incalculable need and thirst and determination to go on. We know what Rafi did and what he meant. And now, in his name and memory, we shall sing!
Indeed, what Schachter accomplished in Terezin was a momentous feat. Not only did he have to deal with the looming threat of the gas chambers, but even within the Jewish community at the camp, there was unrest regarding Schachter's project. The Terezin Jewish Council, which monitored prisoners' activities in the camp, saw the piece, which took the form of a Christian mass, as an apology for being Jewish. They feared that it may anger the SS, limiting the prisoners' few remaining freedoms even further. After the concert, Seedlin described just how great the obstacles faced by Schachter's choir were.
Edgar Krause, who was in the front row today, said to me that they would work many, many hours a day as slave labor, and then they'd go down to the basement over near the museum, and they would rehearse at night, even though they were sick and they were hungry and all that. It was just a devotion and dedication. So I heard that, you know, these prisoners were preparing the Verdi Requiem, and they had to learn it by rote because there was no score, only one score. I thought this is a miraculous kind of event.
Seedlin has organised a number of similar events across the United States in the past few years to honour those who suffered in concentration camps across Europe, and not just in Terezin. The Defiant Requiem was first performed under Seedlin's direction in 2002 by the Oregon Symphony Orchestra, but this latest performance in the camp itself constitutes his culminating work about Schachter's musical struggle and achievements in Terezin. Seedlin explained why Schachter's story is so significant.
He was a hero because he shared his love for music for people who needed it at a time when they needed it very badly. This was a place that treated people in the worst possible way that mankind can invent. And his response to that was not to go down to their level, but to rise above and show the best of mankind. Respond to the worst of mankind with the best of mankind. So he takes great music, great art, and he tried to inspire all of his people to choose life, to be determined. So in that way, he was a hero, because he himself was a victim, and yet he led others to the highest heights I think he was a great hero, and it's my mission to make sure that everybody knows he's a hero.
Also present at the performance were a number of Terezín survivors, some of whom well remember the underground rehearsals and the painstaking task of learning Verdi's 90-minute-long piece by heart. One such survivor is Edgar Krasa, a cellmate of Rafael Schachter at Terezín, who has attended a number of Seedling's commemorative performances in the United States. He talks about his memories of one of the camp's most famous musicians.
Schachter, his legacy is only in the memory of those who were singing with him or listening to him. And it's very interesting, it was very interesting then, that he taught the Czech Jews to Mozart's operas to uplift their spirits. That was his drive. I think 24 hours a day he helped people to forget the misery and either doing what was helping them or this looking forward for the next time to do it. So it helped to give you strength to carry on.
In true keeping with the conditions afforded to Rafael Schachter in 1943, Sunday's performance took place in one of the old Storish buildings in the Terezín camp. Krasa explains why he believes this provided an appropriate setting for the performance of the Defiant Requiem.
The other performances that Seedling made in Washington and in Portland, so it was never in a concert hall, it was always in something like this, an expo hall, where the beams were exposed and the pipes, and the benches were even less comfortable than this, to bring it close to the Terezín environment. And I think that helps to create the environment that under which it was performed originally.
Indeed, Schachter's endeavour proved key for many prisoners at Terezín and has been described by many as life-saving, providing at least a little alleviation of the harsh conditions at the camp. With the Latin text of the work speaking of God's liberation and justice, it allowed people to express through music what could never be discussed in words. Krasa recalls the significance of Schachter's music for those imprisoned in Terezín.
When we sang in the chorus, we felt defiant like him. And for us, this was also an act of defiance. And that helped too. You couldn't rise up and fight them, but in this way you could show your defiance. And today, it's the memory. It's, we are free, but this... At the end, I was shaky.
Seedling's production of the Defiant Requiem marked a milestone in the commemoration of the plight of the prisoners of Terezín and ensures that music made during the Holocaust period will be remembered for years to come.
I wanted to bring it home. In my own way, I wanted to tell the people who are underground here or those who died in Auschwitz but who came from here and those who still survive, I wanted to tell them that we heard them, that we understand what they did. And I want them to be aware that they may be gone or they may be old, but that somebody is going to, at least one small person in my own way, I'm going to take their message and I will continue to try to persuade people to know about Terezín, to know about Schachter, what a great hero he was, and the value and the message and the lessons that they were giving us, and to continue them.